Welcome to Soundwatch, a science podcast dedicated to communicating ecological issues and relevant research to Southeast Alaska. Soundwatch is comprised of students from the University of California, Santa Cruz, studying the effects of global change on the unique marine ecosystems here in Sitka Sound. Our topic today is ocean warming and marine heat waves. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Xavier.
For centuries, people have thought of the ocean as a boundless resource, but now we're seeing the effects of rising global temperatures on this resource. Coastal communities all over the globe have seen some of their highest recorded temperatures ever. Xavier, what is going on here?
Well, Nick, 93% of the heat that's in the air goes straight into the ocean. And the fastest warming is occurring at higher latitudes, so areas like Alaska are experiencing the most change.
Well, what kinds of change?
So warmer water is connected to decreased catch from fisheries, and a huge percentage of Alaska's population finds work in the fishing industry in some way.
Yeah, thousands of people rely on stable, sustainable fisheries for income, and many communities like Sitka rely heavily on catching fish for their livelihood.
And we've been seeing a huge increase in human-wildlife conflict.
Yeah, we've been seeing some strange behaviors from all kinds of marine animals, whales especially.
I agree. Long-term warming is linked to a recent overlap between where people fish and where whales feed, causing the whales to get entangled in fishing gear while they're searching for food in new places.
Whale. That sounds like a major problem.
This is no fluke, Nick.
Come on, guys. We're serious here. We ain't talking out of our blowholes, right?
Oh, jeez.
No, we are not. Especially when it comes to marine heat waves. These disastrous events have been known to facilitate toxic algal blooms, which are linked to mass whale die-offs. And marine heat waves have been getting more and more frequent in recent years.
Yeah, the number of marine heat wave events has increased over 50% in the last 90 years.
That's crazy, Ryan. What's up with that?
Well, marine heat waves happen when seawater that's much warmer than normal stays in an area for an extended amount of time.
And the first thing that comes to mind when I think about marine heat waves is the blob.
Oh, like the horror movie, right?
No. Xavier. It was a huge heat wave. It was horrific, but it was very much real.
It's a pretty well-known example. A mass of warm water three times the size of Alaska, or 4 million square miles of water, sat on the coast of North America for about 2 years. Wow. And it caused major problems for marine ecosystems and for people.
Right, like seabird die-offs and mammal strandings.
Yeah, and research has found that warmer waters also make animals more likely to die during disease outbreaks.
Outbreaks like sea star wasting disease, right, which makes sea stars literally disintegrate.
Yeah, and many species of sea stars are important predators, like the sunflower star and the okra star, whose numbers both gravely suffered during the blob.
Now, do we think that sea star wasting was as bad as it was because of the blob?
Well, major disease outbreaks like this are made much worse by warmer waters, especially when marine heat waves are happening.
Okay. So how have things like the blob been affecting people in Sitka Sound?
Well, these events are responsible for declines in catch, affecting fisheries all along the coast, and especially harming small fishing communities.
And marine heat waves can also have an effect on the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. They can make extreme weather events more unpredictable, which makes it harder for us to prepare for them.
So less food, more prevalent disease outbreaks, more extreme weather, and that's just what we've seen in the past couple of years. There's no telling what the major long-term effects of marine heat waves really are.
In that case, I think we'd better keep a close watch on the sound here.
Now, what we've talked about today may seem bleak, but we aren't all doom and gloom. There are armies of scientists working to understand and solve these problems, and each and every person, no matter who they are, has the power to make a change for the better.
We were only here for a month, and already we can see how the creativity and passion of Alaskans can help everyone move toward a better future. Even something as simple as talking to your friends and coworkers about these issues can have a profound effect.
Call your local and state representatives and tell them to take action on climate change.
Conversations can spark movements, which can change laws and practices, putting us on a better course toward healthier waters. This has been Soundwatch. Thank you for listening.